This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. Jury selection continues today in the trial of a Milwaukee man accused of 6 homicides and 70 other crimes for allegedly using his vehicle to hit people during Waukesha's Christmas parade last November. Yesterday's first day of trying to choose a jury for the trial of Darrell Brooks got behind schedule when Brooks kept arguing with trial judge Jennifer Doro, as he often did during 2 hearings last week. The Monday disputes began right away when Brooks, who was representing himself, questioned whether he would have to follow rules of decorum in the court. Finally, Doro said,
"Sir,
I am not here
to have a debate with you
about not, Your Honor,
stop, because this is what will happen, sir.
Respectfully,
this is what will happen. If you keep interrupting me, I will remove you from the courtroom."
Doro allowed Brooks back in the trial courtroom after 1 recess. But when he continued to act in a way she regarded as disruptive, the judge ordered more breaks. Eventually, Brooks was sent to an adjoining courtroom where he could watch the proceedings on a computer with only bailiffs in the room with him. Brooks was then quieter for a while, so he was allowed back in Doro's courtroom at the beginning of Monday afternoon's session. But then Brooks questioned the constitutionality of Doro using the alternate courtroom for him.
"I'm not a child. I don't need to be put in a holding cell until cooler heads prevail, quote unquote. You're not explaining why that can be lawfully done when I'm supposed to be present for all proceedings."
The judge replied that based on case law, being in the next courtroom but connected by computer qualifies as Brooks being present.
"I have an obligation to not only make sure that there's a fair trial, but that this trial goes forward. I have an obligation to you, I have an obligation to the victims, and that's what I'm going to follow here today."
Eventually, jury selection did get underway with Brooks in the adjacent courtroom. For a long while, the defendant either held paper over his face or pulled his suit jacket up and put his head on the table. He also asked that all 41 of the initial potential jurors interviewed be struck from the case. Later, he calmly took part in a discussion about having just a few potential jurors sent home. Judge Doro says more potential jurors will be interviewed this morning with a goal of finding 16 to hear the case. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.